Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Chiyo School Road, which is from Dio Media and streaming on Crunchyroll. And this is based on a manga that has been licensed in the US. And it is about Chiyo, who is a gamer and a bit of, like, a nerd for Western games and culture, and she tries to get to school on time, but finds it hard because she spends most of her nights playing video games to the late hours.
Specifically Assassin's Creed. I'm sorry, not Assassin's Creed.
In the first episode, we get two of her attempts to get to school. The first time, like we mentioned, she stayed up marathoning Assassin's Creed, so she only got like 3 hours of sleep and fell asleep in her doorway. And since there is a construction in her normal route to school, she decides to Assassin's Creed it up by climbing on rooftops to get to school.
And then the second part is her running into this popular girl on her way to school, and that being sort of this awkward situation. So her trying to navigate, trying to talk to this girl, and also trying to sort of ditch her at the same time on their walk to school. So every episode is broken into two parts, and seemingly each time will be her trying to get to school, but there will always be an obstacle in her way, whether it be a human being or construction or whatever. And on the way, there's just, like, it's supposed to be very, you know, just comedy based, a lot of situational humor,
and a lot of boy, we'll get back to that.
I mean, I think the thing was, though, that the premise of the first half of the first part of the episode, where she is like, I'm gonna, like, game brain it and, like, go across the rooftops, basically, and it's like, that's fun. And then
about halfway through there, she gets to this part where she's, like, in this busy, like, park, and she doesn't want to draw attention to herself. Like, she at first she's having fun, like, you know, just kind of seeing her route to school from rooftops, and she has a few little funny incidents. She doesn't want the embarrassment of people seeing her do this. And there's this rather busty mom and her kid whose balloon has got caught in the tree, and boy, do they like to boing this lady's breasts as a sound effect in a way that you would only kind of expect in some kind of harem-y cheesecake show.
I mean, the series is clearly throwing in fan service. I've never read the original manga, so I don't know how much is in there, but, like, this is, like, the type of fan service where boobs have movement on their own individually, and, like, when this mom just breathes in air. So, and also there was, like, panty shots of Chiyo jumping across the, like, the rooftops. I feel like there wasn't as much in the second half that I recall.
No, that's more like that one was definitely playing more with the, like, kind of cringe, like, awkward humor than anything else.
I don't know, I just found it kind of like it's almost like just the mere idea of, like, oh, you used your, what they call it here, or at least they translate it as game brain, to figure out how to get around this construction to get to school. Just basically saying that sentence is really fun, but I felt like this actually executing this episode was really boring.
I felt like there were parts that were funny, like the part where she's like, that dude is brushing his teeth in the morning, and she's trying to avoid, like, tipping him off that she's there. I felt like, although that kind of went a little bit into gross out humor as well, but that was kind of amusing. And there were some funny parts, but yeah, no, there were other parts where it was like, all right, we gotta move this along. It did feel a little stretched.
Yeah, I especially felt that in the second half with the popular girl and, like, her hiding in the convenience store from her. And I don't know, I was really bored for the most part. I didn't find it that funny, and also I was thrown off by the fan service. And The only thing I did really like was their use of screen tone in the... I just thought it stood out. I liked that a lot, that they use it within the show, like on backgrounds and stuff. Oh, and it has a super intense opening. That was the other thing that was really fun. And so almost like it doesn't live up to that intense opening.
You know what it feels like to me? It feels like one of those, like, really... like, manga that has really short chapters, and somebody was forced to stretch maybe, like, 5-minute shorts into 12-minute shorts to make it work, and that, like, elongation kind of kills a lot of the momentum of what would have been funnier, and probably like, oh, all right, that joke didn't land, but we're already moving on to the next part of it, and it's done. Like, it seems like a series that might have actually benefited from, instead of them adapting 2 chapters at a time or 2 stories at a time, maybe if they did 3, I think it would have helped them pacing a lot. There would have still been jokes that didn't land, and maybe were a little too fanservice-y or grossy, but at least it would have moved quicker, and I think it would have been better overall.
And I should say that there's not a ton of fan service, but that also makes it kind of weird. I don't know. There's something like either go... I think I've said this a lot on various shows, but it's like, if you're going to do that, then like just go with it or don't. But like there was just a... I think there was such a weird imbalance of it, like that I think that was also throwing me off. But anyway, I wouldn't recommend. I was not entertained.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's one of those things that works better in a manga, but it just didn't click.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.